This is just water, electricity, and some baking soda.
He'll go over.
At about 29 amps. We found that we can inject this in the state of vacuum into our engine and double our mileage under certain circumstances. Now, I'm running a V8 350 and have been for over 30,000 miles. Mm-hmm. It all starts with the wiring. You get some number 10 gauge wire.
Okay, disclaimer, do not try to do this. This is a very, very bad idea. This is for entertainment purposes only. There's a lot of mix between home electrical and auto electrical stuff about
I
to happen.
I see that.
And kitchen pieces. So,
oh,
anyway,
no.
So reach over and pause whenever you want.
Okay. Two conductor and run it to a switch, which you put under the
what?
Dash.
Just a light switch.
There we go. Welcome back to the Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Jacob.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
To all our moms out there.
Yes.
I'm sure our
mom,
audience is
your wife.
I'm sure our audience is just jam-packed with moms.
I think we had a solid like 0.5% of our audience.
Might be.
Maybe.
Yeah. So for the four of you watching, thank you.
Thank you.
They are my wife.
Yep.
Probably Tyler's wife.
Yep.
Our mom.
Yep. Yeah, because mom said she listens to it now. Yep. Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
We're probably in the living room now.
Has she figured out how to watch it now?
Was she having problems watching it?
That she didn't know it was video too, I think. Or we talked about it and she didn't. She's like, it's a podcast. You listen to it.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, it was really sweet because she just told, I'm sure she told you when she was up here, but she's been playing it in the house.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't understand anything that you're talking about, but it makes me feel like you guys are still at home in the other room talking because it's just, this is what we sound like
talking
at home.
Literally what we were doing. Yeah.
I love it. But anyway, so for Mother's Day, we're just going to talk about a couple, I don't know, memories we have with mom, with cars.
Yeah.
The first off, I guess this isn't a memory of ours, but an informed thing. Our mom's cooler than yours. her first car was a Mustang,
yeah,
70s Mustang. I'll see if I'll drop a photo in here. But she had a bright red Mustang. That was her thing. She cruised around and super cool.
Yeah.
She's always been very funny about
stick shift too.
Yeah. Stick shift too. That's right.
Yeah.
She's always funny about like, even like when she had her Acadia and like, she wanted the higher performance engine because she wanted to be able to like get on it and feel it and stuff. And she's always been like funny about that, and I don't know, a lot of funny stuff. But
well, and Steven in the car, well, just when we were home and like they were buying family cars or whatever, do you remember that one time they pranked us with bringing some Toyota ugly SUV? You remember that they brought that home and they're like,
no,
this is the SUV we're gonna get.
No, I don't remember.
And it was
that.
Like, and we were all like, and she's like, just kidding, I'm gonna get this ugly car, you know. She's like messing with us.
And like every time, so like one of my favorite memories with mom has been like we've had way too many cars over the years, and like she's been such a good sport with like putting up with dad trading always and trying to come up with some different car and thing like that.
Yeah,
she's always enjoyed them. And one of the most fun things was always like we would get some different car and then coming home with it, being like, hey, mom, can I take you for a ride?
Yeah.
And then just the goal of seeing if we can like get in it and go on whatever the lap is around our house and like really get on it. And then if she'd be like, okay, that's enough. Then we're like, this is such
yes, it's a fast car.
It's so fast. but I remember that specifically. We just did it not too long ago when I got my WRX. And we went around the thing and I was like, all right, you ready? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, here we go. Punched it. And she's like, and we went through like second gear and she's like, okay, that's enough. That's enough. And then I did one more gear and she's like, stop, 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 stop.
Wow.
But yeah, it was super funny.
That's nuts.
But I was going to say something else. I totally lost my train of thought.
Well, she's always been, I mean, she helped us learn how to drive too.
Yeah.
You know, and get into cars. And
yeah, she's
like
the one
who
did a lot of the behind the wheel stuff with us.
Yep. And like you said, always so supportive with, supportive or tolerant, whatever the word is. You know, it probably wasn't like awesome to have oil stains everywhere in the driveway and like.
Oh, giving up the garage spot a lot.
Yeah, having a project car. I mean, we have how many pictures of the Datsun and the 944 up on jacks in the garage for a long time. I mean, I had mine torn down all the way to like just the block.
Yes.
And yours too, when you did the head, rebuilt that. So a lot of projects.
It's been awesome.
A lot of grease in the, I mean, the house smelled like that orange hand cleaner constantly, pumice soap or whatever.
It was like took over the laundry room, threw our greasy clothes in the washer and dryer and stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time. So like, I can't imagine what it feels like to have your kid drive for the first time. Like that's gotta be the craziest feeling. Cause even like riding,
you know, in 16 years,
like driving with younger siblings is like even weird sometimes.
Yeah.
So like, I can't imagine what that's like as a parent, but I remember the feeling the first time I was driving the Acadia. And she was right. She had me drive home from church or something, I think, in Sheboygan. And we were like riding down the road. And I remember like looking and she had fallen asleep. Cause like you were saying, like she, like initially it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And like, make sure you do this and whatever. And then I remember the first time she fell asleep while I was driving. And I was like, wow, she like really trusts me to drive right now.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It was like that is probably the most memorable moment I had in like earning confidence as a driver. Was like the moment she fell asleep, I was like, wow.
Okay, and didn't we all, we did that family road trip out to Colorado. Yeah. Didn't we all drive like legs of that too?
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, we like shoved them in the way back at that one point. But yeah, it was awesome. But mom's been awesome. She's been such a supporter and just huge on, I don't know, it would have been way easier for her to just constantly be like, no, you should go get something. You should do this. You should get some reliable. You should whatever. But
I don't
all
think
the time
I ever heard like, oh, you should get something that like makes more sense.
No. And even, and she like engaged in conversation about all of it. I don't know that she particularly like cared or was interested in any of it. But like if we were going through a rough time with our car or something had happened, like there was never a time where we like talked about it. She's like, this isn't interesting to me.
Right.
Like she'd, oh, really? Oh, wow. That sounds frustrating. And that kind of a thing. And we'd like bust our knuckle on something. She'd come in. She'd like help us bandage it up and stuff. But, but always been there for us. But thank you, Mom. Thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We're very thankful for you.
We'll do like a... Oh, wait, here we go. This will be the cover.
Okay. I did the weirdest like laugh thing. But anyway.
Right. So... what else we got going on?
Oh, so I have that thing I was going to show you last week that I left the episode with, the sketchy hybrid power source thing.
Yeah,
so we were
talking
about big engines, that stuff. We've talked about alternative power source things in engines before. You probably already read the title of this thing now.
I'm so curious.
So
I like the cover photo of
dude,
it too.
So for those listening, it's a it's like an old GMC 1500 truck we're looking at and like terrible font stuff. And it basically says a water burning hybrid 96 V8 350, 26 miles per gallon. The title of the video is Vacuum Pressure Hydrogen Fuel Cell Defeats High Gas Prices Using Hydrogen from H2O. This was filmed in 2011, but I guess this is more relevant now than ever with gas prices and stuff. So
someone better be doing this right now.
That being said, the beginning of this video starts with do not try to build this. I'm going to keep the audio off here. We'll turn the audio on in a second.
Cool,
here you go.
Truck.
Disclaimer, the information you're about to view is for information only. Do not attempt to build anything you see here. Weird way to start a tutorial.
Here's how to build it.
You can be killed by whatever that is, fuel explosions. So that's fun. But anyway, so this guy.
Okay.
So what this is doing, essentially, he's creating hydrogen within his engine bay. He sets up a system. We'll go through it now in a second. We'll play the audio and then pause and talk.
Is that a Vlasic pickle jar?
It's so much worse than that,
dude.
Oh,
okay.
Just wait. So this guy's going to go through the whole step, but basically that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to create a hydrogen source that's going to augment fuel in his engine so that it's not using as much fuel, so therefore it's more efficient. That's what he's looking to do. So we'll watch this video. Just reach over and pause it or whatever whenever you want to get to a point. For those listening, you definitely want to watch this. We'll play pieces of this in here. And
making fuel from water is extremely easy. Much more easy than they would like you to believe.
It's a conspiracy.
This is just water, electricity, and some baking soda for about 29 amps. We found that we can inject this in the state of vacuum into our engine and double our mileage under certain circumstances. Now, I'm running a V8 350 and have been for over 30,000 miles. It all starts with the wiring. You get some number 10 gauge wire.
Okay, disclaimer, do not try to do this. This is a very, very bad idea. This is for entertainment purposes only. There's a lot of mix between home electrical and auto electrical stuff about to happen.
I see that.
And kitchen pieces. So,
So
reach over and pause whenever you want.
Okay. Two conductor and run it to a switch, which you put under the
what? Just a light switch. No. This guy should not be dealing with explosives.
This is such a bad idea.
So where in Alabama was this done?
20-volt light switch, which is rated at about 20 amps at 125 volts. I'm only running at about 13.
I mean, he's not.
So he's thinking about voltage and stuff and all that.
Not out or burned up yet, which seems to work flawlessly. This is the ground wire that I connect to my frame. If my battery was over here, I would have put it to my battery just for convenience. Now I'm going to set the jug right here next to the master cylinder.
Red flag.
Room for a gallon jug. This is the vacuum line that goes to your carburetor. This is the master cylinder.
Oh, this is carbureted?
Your brakes, controls your braking. So we're going to take advantage of the vacuum pressure of the engine right here where it's strongest.
Shouldn't you not borrow that from the brakes?
Or more of vacuum at certain times. And we're going to set a pad here.
Did he mean 16 pounds?
What'd he say?
16 inches of vacuum.
No, there's inches like the, in mercury, like inches of mercury for pressure and stuff. Like pressure is measured in like a inches of mercury or whatever.
Well, this guy's smarter than me as far as this goes. So
you just wait. There's all, this is all, I will say, this is like scientifically pretty genius to like do something like this, what you're about to see. I think the long-term effects, we'll get to it in a minute. I'll pause later with something. I realized that pausing and playing this is going to make editing this a bear, but we're going to figure it out. But yeah, look at, I mean, we've got the home wire.
That's like Romex
the
14, right there.
Yeah. And split out and going into this. But anyway, keep cruising here. Yeah. He is tapping in, for those again listening, he's talking about tapping into the vacuum line that runs from the carburetor to the brake booster. And there's a T there. So he's tapping into that to create a vacuum input source for this. But yeah, I'll keep going. It gets clearer in a sec. All of a sudden you'll understand what he's doing and you're like, wait, what?
And I've already added some baking soda to it as an electrolyte. Now this is a very fancy cell element design.
Oops, he said fancy.
Don't be disillusioned by how fancy this looks, because very simply you can get three faceplates.
It's got a sense of humor, huh?
High grade stainless.
I can't tell if that's what's happening.
Teflon nuts and bolts, and for about $5 you can make this. See how I've notched it for the wires. Put the positive in the middle, put the negatives on the outside, and boom, you've got it. I've just made a more advanced version. Run the wires through the lid like this. I'm going to install
the
this
music
down
is
here.
So good.
I'm going to seal this up. I'm going to show you how this thing produces gas.
This part gets super interesting.
This is the positive wire, which I run to the alternator. I've installed a 30-amp auto reset fuse on both sides, positive and negative, so I have redundant fuse protection.
You say what you will, but he's
overload, and the fuel
like
cell will occasionally
right,
pull too much power. We want it to automatically shut off. We connect to the alternator because we have a lot more magnetic field right there, much more energy available than connecting it to the battery.
I think he means voltage, not electric field. But so the setup right now, he's got this, I forget what he calls it, the plates that are dropped into this water. Mm-hmm. Baking soda's in the water as an electrolyte. So essentially what he's going to do is he's going to apply voltage to it, and don't know what the frick is happening chemically, but he's going to apply voltage. It's going to start bubbling. And what it's doing is it's bubbling and rising hydrogen to the top of this canister. So it's extracting the hydrogen from the water, essentially. So that's what he's set up
so
here.
I highly recommend that you connect it exactly as you see in this fashion.
Don't
exactly
do that.
As?
Don't do that probably.
Exactly as we see.
Yeah, that's pretty. Don't do this again.
10-gauge Romex and all from Home Depot.
Air jug. It's just another jug.
And yellow wire nuts.
It has a particular way of plumbing. One long hose, which goes to the fuel cell. The other hose barely in the jug, which goes to the vacuum system of the engine. You put it down in the jug, and the overflow is automatically sucked back up into the other fuel cell. We've used poster putty, which is liquid Teflon.
What is it?
Poster putty.
As a sealant, it is the most recyclable thing you can use. You can use it over and over and over. It's poster putty is the brand name for it. Don't endorse any products, but I don't have any choice. It's really the best thing you can use. Plastic hoses is what we use on our vacuum pressure fuel cell. It is part of the thermodynamic.
Okay, so while he's wrapping this up here, so he's running hoses to an outside reservoir. So essentially the thought is as this bubbles and it throws water into here, there's going to be water that's sent to the bottom of that, but he doesn't want to suck water into his engine. So he's got another at the top, so it'll just pull the gas out. The water will get deposited at the bottom.
Smart.
So he's safeguarding his engine a little bit.
Over 30,000 miles running on the vacuum pressure fuel cell so far, and my engine performs incredibly well. It's a little tacky at times. When it gets hot, it will really seal well.
So here, he'll show it now.
This shows you some of the production in the vacuum state.
Wow. It's like a jacuzzi. That's like it's instant bubbles and stuff.
Yes. It's enough to actually cool the water. There's 25 amps right now flowing through there. And we want to run it as close to 30 amps as possible.
So is this while the engine is running right now?
A tremendous amount of gas.
I think he's just doing
it
while it's off right now.
Even more hydrogen and oxygen gas as the engine gets going. The RPMs are high. And the magnetic field is coming off of that alternator. Baking soda. Arm & Hammer. Highly recommend it. It's the only one that won't foam up. Cheap stuff. You'll end up with foaming in the water. And you don't
want
foaming
water. Look at that. It's so instantaneous. It's very interesting, isn't it?
It's going to have some nasty buildup eventually, but don't worry, it's not a problem in the vacuum pressure fuel cell. The extra dryer jar in front takes care of anything that would fly into the engine. It's a very interesting system and has been used.
It makes me so nervous that he's playing with sparks and stuff right on the top where he's generating a ton of hydrogen and stuff too, because that is a super flammable gas.
Used for many, many miles. A lot of people sell this for hundreds of dollars. You can build it yourself.
hundreds of dollars.
$55 in parts.
I would expect to pay much more for that.
I would want to pay
something
much more
that grenades could potentially. Yeah, it is running.
It's able to handle the current. It will pull about 29 amps, so you have to make sure that your alternator's in good condition.
This part.
When you get this thing hooked up right, you should see water coming out of your exhaust. As it gets going, the amount of water coming out could be tremendous, depending on your engine. If you have any carbon buildup or nasty stuff in your engine, it will generally blow out right onto the ground in front of your eyes, steam cleaning the engine.
So that would be very bad because that's how you rust everything in your engine. If you steam clean it, so I don't think that's actually what's happening. I mean, no. I would wonder what the long-term effects are because
I'm sure
a byproduct,
it's a different type of breakup and whatever
Right, exactly. Because a byproduct of like the hydrogen cells that we were looking at
real
before.
Quick, yeah, definitely forgot we were filming a podcast right now. I got so into that video.
I hope this is interesting to watch. We might have to chop.
I think that's a good thing. I got totally zoned in, and I realized I was like slouching over here, just like staring into this. So, welcome back, guys.
So anyway, that's right. Pretty much the end of this video. He doesn't really go much more into
that's
this.
It?
But
oh, I thought we were going somewhere.
No, he just talks about steam cleaning it.
Do you? We? Who's we? So I have a question. A few questions.
Yeah.
Isn't
it interesting though? Super interesting.
Crazy.
I know. I was sucked in even just now too. I was like
as easy as it is to like make fun of him and that and like the whole scenario of all this happening, even just the fact that it's like a 96 GM, like it would make a little more sense to do something like this. Obviously it makes more sense to do it. It does make sense to do it in a truck where it's spending a lot of gas anyways.
Right.
But like say you take a Corolla or whatever that already gets decent gas mileage and you bump this in to get it to like you get something like 60, 80 miles a gallon or something like that. That'd be pretty awesome.
Isn't that neat?
So if this works, why is it not a thing? And don't use his canned response because they don't want us to. Like they don't want you to know about this hydrogen fuel cell. Save you gasoline.
Yeah, it's big. It's big oil. They don't
big
want
oil
to.
Doesn't want us to know.
I wonder if it's... I'm really concerned about the long term. Like, okay, a Chevy 350. I think there's been like funny videos and stuff of people like throwing gravel in those and like starving them of oil for the fun of it. Like, I think that motor will run like on a lot.
Yeah.
So... I don't know that that's the best longevity test because I would imagine you're going to be rusting if a byproduct. This is what I don't know because you're like hydrogen cell engines, or hydrogen cell vehicles rather, like that Toyota that we looked at a few weeks ago. That one, the byproduct is water because of the chemical reaction that it's doing with hydrogen and the air, and it reacts and that becomes water. And that reaction, that's what forms the electricity that goes in the battery that goes everywhere. This is different. We're just burning hydrogen, so you're just like you're literally using. The vacuum system, unregulated, which you can test that now. You could pull a vacuum line off any car, if my WRX, if your Audi, and if you sprayed starter fluid in it, your engine will rev because it's getting extra fuel that it didn't know. It'll try to cut and fix it, but it'll rev. So all he's doing is using a constant vacuum source from his engine that's running to the brakes and just happens to be another, you know, sucking into the intake.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using that to suck from that second reservoir any hydrogen gas that's produced in the first from the whole electrolyte stimulation thing. But I would imagine through some, like, I don't know what the byproduct of burning hydrogen is. It's not water. I don't really know why water is being spit out of his tailpipe like that. That seems alarming.
Pretty typical of an engine. Like there is moisture or whatever that gets kicked out.
Right. I hope it's not coming from this though. Cause if it is, that would be why this doesn't exist.
Like
if
just you're sucking it,
just making
water
a nice
into there.
Rusty line on the whole
and
inside
like
of
the
your 350 engine.
You're right. Probably going to just still run forever with that.
Yeah.
So here's a question I have though. Yeah. Is it truly running more efficiently because he's figured out a way, that, so he's got a Mount Olives jar and a Vlasic jar. Interesting. Sorry, I just noticed that. this guy really likes pickles. Is it truly making it more efficient because it's actually burning hydrogen as a fuel source at the same time as typical gasolina? Mm-hmm. Or is he just cooling his motor a little bit and allowing it to be more efficient? Because, you know, there's like a, you can get like a meth kit for your car where it sprays in the intake and it cools it down.
Yep.
There's things you can do with water in that respect too.
It's a good question.
So, like I just wonder if a carbureted 350, I mean, you could probably put a like bunch of stuff in there that would make it run a little bit more efficiently. You could change out the air filter or tune the carb a little bit different and it would run a little bit more efficiently. Yeah. So I wonder if maybe it was running a little bit rich and now you cooled it down and diluted the mixture a little bit and now it's running a little bit. It's running a little cleaner.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have a lot of questions.
I know cooling it because that would essentially, like, people do that for horsepower numbers, so it gives it more power. So then, yeah, therefore, it would make it a little bit more efficient.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. It seemed interesting because the concept makes sense. So if it's flammable and you're not just drowning your engine in it, like, it's, I think the burn temperature is different. Obviously, the combustion point, the burn temperature and everything would be different for hydrogen than it would for gasoline.
Yeah. But it's interesting to, in theory, if it's siphoning a little bit of it into there.
Right.
So
it's super crazy. Don't try this, please.
Please don't try this.
It actually, like, apart from just joking and people having to say that, it is very, very dangerous. Hydrogen gas is crazy flammable.
Regardless of the, so if you get that far,
right,
that's dangerous.
Right.
Like, you're gonna, especially using,
I mean, your
outlet, there's switches from inside your house.
You could not only damage your car greatly, but you could injure or kill yourself or somebody else doing this, because if it's on the road and it sparks and you, it is an explosion. If it just catches your engine on fire, I mean, you're facing a lot of stuff that insurance wouldn't cover. So don't recommend doing this at all. It is a very interesting, maybe supplemental thing for efficiency in engines. Maybe it's something that, you know, let's let them figure it out.
Apparently Toyota has, if you guys go back a few episodes back, did bring a hydrogen powered car.
Yes.
So that's pretty interesting.
Because they're exploring the technology, but this was, I don't know, interesting thing for to be a decade old and have something like this for him.
Oh,
this dude's backyard
question.
Mechanic to be tossing this onto a Chevy.
Were there any other videos after this?
You know, I don't know.
Is this his last video?
This is the end. Let's go to his channel here.
Fair warning. So go videos.
Off-grid solar setup. That's
go,
cool.
Go videos though. Not.
Oh,
home.
Yeah. A bunch. Music and stuff like that. So if you're into metal, check this guy out.
Cool.
He's got another vacuum pressure photon injection. Wait, what now? Okay, we're going to have to dive in this later.
That's got to be another.
What in the world? Vacuum episode. Pressure. Oh, he's got another one about the fuel cell too. But anyway, so interesting DIY, pretty cool concept.
Yeah,
but definitely don't try it. But it also makes me really want to get like a Civic and
If we could just get a beater car and just try a bunch
and
of
like
this stuff.
Get a fuel cell. So something that's like rated and impact rated and all that stuff and try to do that, but all with like
get the correct AN lines and
exactly where I was gonna
plumb
go
it all correctly, do the electrical all correctly.
Yeah. Safe electrical stuff.
Set its own fuse box up with different variants for
emergency
amperage
kill
and
switch.
Stuff.
Do like an engine bay fire retardant system or something.
Yeah.
To like try to make it as safe as possible.
Yep.
But it would be interesting to do some trials on that. And then I wonder how it compares to like CNG and like is there a way to supplement CNG with gasoline that like maybe you could get the same effect that's safer with a different system or what? But
yeah,
I was blown away when I can't remember how I even found it, but I think it came up as a suggested thing and I was like, wait, what? Like, what is this like camcorder recorded backyard? It reminds me of that guy. Dad talked about it on episode, I don't even know, 6 or 7, 5. I don't know, way early. The guy that he was talking about that like would do all the crazy, the guy that essentially was like, he like disappeared. He did all the scientific
stuff.
And just like disappeared one day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of like that type of guy
who's
sitting here like, yeah, they don't want us to know about this, but like, check this out. Look what I figured out. And like has
and
his truck running on
black SUVs pulled up.
Yeah. Right. Well, can you picture? He's like, goes to the gas station, fills up his tank, walks in. He's like, you guys have distilled water here? I'm like, yeah, it's aisle 4. He's like, all right, cool. Baking soda? I'm like, yeah. Goes. And they see him like pop his hood and just like, click. They're like, what is happening here? But anyway, thought that
That's
was crazy.
Wild.
So that was my thing that I started talking about last week. But
so with that, you had some make it or break it, I think.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into that. Let's get into make it or break it. You got to make me laugh.
that was a little
too heavy.
Deep conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what do we have
this week? Let's go record, get the screen going. All right. So first of all, this isn't a make it or break it. We have to look at this thing. Look at this car. This isn't make it or break it. This is guess what the heck this started as. This is a transformer,
Celica
decked out thing. I have no clue what it started as.
Oh.
I don't have an answer. I want to know why it's a Decepticon and a whatever the other one is.
There's so many emblems.
Every single one.
What is happening?
It's all steel plates. But like,
it's all diamond plated.
It's very. Was it a 370 or 350?
Oh, it could be. That's why I thought.
Interesting.
Actually, here,
because they've got a couple other angles.
Oh yeah, it was for sure.
Oh, poor thing.
That's a 350.
Isn't that insane? It's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very impressive. I wouldn't want it, but holy cow.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
What happens if you hit someone in this? Isn't that crazy?
I thought a paper cut was bad. Man. Dude, look at all the sharp points on the front.
Yeah.
Looks like you hit a little curb there. Dude,
isn't that nuts?
Just running in, like,
never seen anything like that. It was on, I'm on a Facebook page. I highly recommend you guys, not affiliated with them at all. But it's called If You Squint, It's Mint. So, or there's, that's awesome. It might have been that one, or there's another one. It's like Photoshop, but with welding.
That's amazing. Two.
But anyway, all right, so we'll get into it. So I actually got some leaked footage of they're testing the new Bronco Raptor, doing some off-road testing with it. So watch that guy. Not really.
Wow. That is a Bronco, though. So, oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I've never heard the audio before. That's so sad.
Oh, yeah, that's such a bummer, dude.
Because this is sketchy, too, because of how steep of a hill that. That's not, it looks so much less, that's like anything with cars. It looks so much less cool.
The video just doesn't look as intense,
But yeah, that guy, it goes down hard.
So ouch.
That's pretty rough. But anyway, that was funny. This one's amazing. This is, speaking of, we've talked a lot recently, I feel like, about like Honda and K-Series swaps and things like that.
Yeah.
So this is a quick 40 to 45 pull.
Oh man, 40 to 45. Oh, that was the longest acceleration.
Speaking of pulls, this is something that a lot of people in the Subaru community hopefully never have to experience, but probably do.
Oh.
Oh. So, dude, for those who aren't aware,
that's a bummer.
That's what a head gasket looks like when it goes.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, all right, and then this guy. The oil one?
Yeah, what is that? I see dirty oil.
So, the caption, customer declined repairs.
Oh, no. How is that thing still going?
I don't know. I don't know how it didn't strip out yet. Oh, it did.
Oh
no.
Yikes.
That one made me uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, like, that's no fun.
Oh my gosh.
All right, this is a perfect one. This is a perfect one. Ready?
I think so. Okay. What? Okay. So the dude started walking across the road.
Start over.
Sure.
Okay.
He's just walking.
Just regular guy, just walking across the street.
There's enough variables going on in this.
I know, there's so...
I don't think you'd show me a video of a guy getting smoked.
No. This is, I think, internet safe.
I don't know. It's going to be a break, I think, but I something's going to happen with this car. I wonder if maybe somebody's going to blow a stoplight or something like that.
All right. Well, this is red, as you can tell.
Okay. Oh, so he already did.
So that guy blew the stoplight,
okay.
And it's already red here. So
okay.
He's back there, and it's red.
He completely blew it.
So here's... Part one.
Oh!
Just misses him. And then.
Oh my gosh.
That was the part I was like, whoa.
It just comes. It looks like you forgot your car.
So that guy's fine. There he is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So do it one more time.
Oh my gosh.
So crash throws the Honda or the Acadia at him or whatever it is, GMC, and then.
I like that it took them that long to stop. Could you imagine this person's perspective?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my gosh.
A whole SUV just landed on your hood, and that's like one of those Jaguars.
This guy's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just late for work.
Yeah. This guy. This one's the worst. Find him. It's like, I gotta go.
He's like, oh jeez, okay.
Okay, why?
Looks like I don't have to yield.
Just
the front end of that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So not a good, I mean, it's a bad accident.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
But for this guy in the car and
that's the bullet, dude.
That guy walking, both okay.
Wow.
I mean, these don't seem.
This guy's totaled. This guy's totaled.
They're both totaled cars.
This guy's probably totaled.
This guy's probably totaled cars.
It
seems like they're okay.
Looks like it.
We're going to say they're okay.
Yeah, they're fine. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the video.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's okay.
Oh, it's so crazy.
So anyway, that was the one. So.
Well, wow, I feel like we went through so much.
That was a lot.
This episode.
That was a lot.
I have one more thing to share.
Okay.
Yeah, this has been an emotional roller coaster.
Been a lot.
So far, this is how I'll preface this. This is not gonna calm me down, just fair warning.
Okay.
So we got confused and we got way too deep. And then now we just got like excited and laughing and stuff. So the emotion we haven't experienced is anger yet. So we're going to get into that.
Lovely.
One.
What else do we have?
So this, not necessarily anger, I'm just curious. We talked about this a while ago.
Yeah.
Talked about this a while ago. We made the prediction. I mean, we didn't make the prediction. People have been talking about it, but it's officially hitting the market now. So this headline here, Audi owner finds basic HVAC function paywalled after pressing the button for it. So
how does that even happen?
Yeah. So the story goes in this. So he purchased a Q4 e-tron. Okay. Which cool.
Okay.
And in purchasing it, he didn't want to pay the $758 to get the tri-zone climate control. Okay. So the base trim, obviously just has like a regular climate control system. This was the front, the passenger and the rear climate control.
Yeah.
Didn't want to pay the upcharge for it. So opted out of it.
Makes sense. I mean, if you're buying a brand new electric SUV,
right,
it seems like you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. So that's where this all goes, right? So what he found was when he got the car, instead of having a blank, everybody's got blanks in the car. So you look around the interior of your car. It's actually a fun way you can see what options you could add and then Google what could have been there.
Right.
But like if you get a base model car, they want to produce one dashboard across the board. So they've one panel and then they've got a bunch of blanks and like one button in it, right? So like on my WRX, I have one on the left side and it's got two buttons. It's got the cruise and the fog lights and then a couple blanks. And I think in other models that could be heated seats. It could be things like that, things you're not equipped with. That's what they used to do. Apparently it's not what they do anymore. They thought, well, why not just give everybody the switches?
Yeah.
So in this Audi, I'll put the GIF that's playing in here. We'll have a whole GIF thing, I'm sure, in the comments. So they have the sync button, which would be the multi-climate control.
Yeah.
And when they press it, a message comes up on the screen of the vehicle that says this function has not been purchased.
Wow.
And then, okay. You don't
it's not
do
that this
about
function
it.
Isn't available.
Right.
That message is basically saying this car has the capabilities, everything it needs. It can absolutely do zoned.
Right.
The sync.
Right.
Air conditioning.
Right.
Heat or whatever. But you have not paid for the right to use
right.
it.
Because I would imagine wild. That would mean that you can go purchase it and add it on. And they just, cool. You have the tri-zone climate control now, which just makes me mad.
Yeah.
Because if it comes with it, why not give people it? Like I get that there's other, it feels like a lack of confidence that you can't upsell the car to another thing. So just, well, pay for us to unlock that for you, I guess. Because like at that point, like, I don't know why they wouldn't do, like we talked about before, of like the heated seats or the like remote start's already one that I pay for on my car. I have the capability. I pay for a subscription to the My Subaru app. So that makes me feel okay-ish because there's a lot of other stuff that comes with
that. Right.
But this
ones
one
where
was
app
crazy.
Focused, like the Volkswagen's the same way. It has it. It's on the remote.
Yeah.
But like the start from anywhere thing, obviously it requires cell service to be activated in the car.
Right.
So you got to pay for that.
Right.
That I get.
Right. Because the car has to connect to a service somewhere. You're paying for a service.
But
that's
if you had it capable and you had the button on the remote, and it was all, everything was there and it didn't cost anything extra to the manufacturer to do it because they already paid for it to be installed. But you had to pay them to get it unlocked to be able to use it.
Yes.
That would be super frustrating. That's what this is.
Yeah, from my perspective, that's this. If I paid for it and it has the hardware for it, I should get it. Like, I shouldn't. If it's
don't
sitting
build
in my
the car with it then.
Right.
If you don't want me to be able to use it.
Because if you go down the road too, let's say your blower motor goes out and it would have been cheaper if it was actually a simpler single unit.
Yeah.
But you have the whole complex try whatever unit.
Right.
But now you can't access it because it's software blocked.
Yep.
But oh man, so I thought that was crazy that it's actually so blatant too that it does that. It doesn't even just you
not
click
work.
It and it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And so it clicks and the
up.
Light, I think you can see it in the one video.
Yeah,
it comes on and then
turns
off.
On and then turns off.
Yeah. And so there was a funny quote at the end of this that said let me see it enough. This one. Blank buttons aren't rude, wrote the owner. This one is reminding me that I'm cheap.
Wow.
So it's just that, it's just kind of a spit the face almost.
It's kind of like it's impressive by, I guess this is Audi. It just doesn't seem like something Audi would do, but like they can go, okay, so we're gonna sell this car for 40 grand. That whatever, say 40 grand is like the price, and then we're gonna have other models that are more expensive. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just start them, still pay 40 grand, but you don't have the features. It's mm-hmm. so like or we'll charge the higher price. So maybe we start them at 45 now, but you got to pay extra for all the features. So everybody still seems like they're getting the car for the price, but like you don't have all these features.
Right.
Like they're in the car, so it's simpler for our manufacturing.
Right.
We don't have to make this model and this model and this model. We get to have one manufacturing line and they can just build all the cars exactly the same.
Right.
And then we just charge the different people for what they want.
Yeah. It's not.
It's not like it's hardware either. That's the frustrating thing is that the hardware is already there. It's just software to unlock it. So
Can't you just jailbreak your car?
That's what I'm wondering.
Couldn't you just do that? Yeah, I know, right? That's sketchy to do in an electric car.
Start it up. You have like a Windows 98 theme. Like,
dude, that would be something. Awesome.
Be kind of cool. But
your screen, it's doing the little like DVD thing.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that, I'm sure that's coming up. Is going to be like, instead of a tune, there's going to be like other things, like software unlock things that you can do outside of the dealer, which gets super sketchy, because then I'm sure liability and stuff all goes out.
Oh, and warranty voiding and like all kinds of that stuff.
Because like already,
and it's only computer. It's not like you're messing with any hardware. It's not like you're changing the turbo out. But I bet if you jailbroke the computer to get, you know, your to change different AC controls because you don't want to pay $750 or whatever. Like,
it's crazy.
And now you void your warranty for it or whatever. Right. That's crazy.
It's nuts. So anyway, I thought it was a theoretical thing that we've talked about for a while. But then for this owner, and this wasn't stateside. I believe this is over in the UK.
Yeah.
That this happened. But
they wouldn't do that in America.
No, it wouldn't stand. But yeah, I just shocked. I was in Denmark where this happened.
Okay.
But, yeah, just shocked that that's actually a thing, that the button was there. They press it and it's sorry.
I wonder if that's obviously the manufacturer made it possible for that to happen.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's more of a dealer issue. Like if the dealer's supposed to like, this is the premium model, so you got to unlock it for this and this. And then the dealer's like, oh, pay us $750 and we'll unlock that for you. You know, I wonder if there's more to it than just as simple as it's laid out. Obviously, they need the attention grabbing for the article and whatever and stuff like that. Right. So I wonder what's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what this will, because we'll see it quick. If this starts, I don't know that the Q4 e-tron is over here yet. Is it?
I've seen it around. Oh, okay.
Because like I'm assuming we'd hear about very quickly as if it's, if you start having more feature. I can't imagine that the sync feature is the only thing that's like that. So is there a hidden like steering wheel heater button somewhere that you can't turn on? Is it still a heated steering wheel and you don't know? Like all-wheel drive, is there different driving modes? Maybe the R is going to be the same exact drive line now, but there's just a different sport.
Well, if it's electric, we talked about that before too, like with the electric capabilities, they can dumb them down on the base model to just be your regular thing, and then it could be like, well, it's capable of twice that much power, but you got to pay for the R package to get that. And then they put a little carbon fiber lip on it and then plug a USB in, and now it's an R.
Right. You know? It's just nuts. But anyway, so I thought that was an interesting, keep your eye out for that. Especially if you're purchasing a new vehicle, make sure you test all the buttons before you buy it, because you don't know which one's going to pop up with the window.
Like, I don't know how common that really is, but we're not shopping for new cars, so maybe we don't know. It'd be a good question to ask. Like, hey, are there any features that are available on this car that I'd have to pay for to get?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah, that would be, man, that's a whole new question to ask. Yeah, hey, how many of these buttons aren't going to work?
Forget about the, like, what if I pay cash today? Like, dealers already don't care about that anymore.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, it's so much more about, like, what are the features and,
that's
like,
so crazy. Yeah. Well, because you used to be able to, like, I've done, in shopping for cars, like, I've had a couple of Jeep Grand Cherokees, and so I know what the shifter looks like, or I know certain buttons to look out for to know what features it has.
Oh,
sure. So, like, you'll look for something, oh, that's not a blank that has that, so that means it's whatever, you know, like on old S4s, there was a little traction button in the center, and if you had that, you had a locking differential mirror, so you could look for that. But this, you couldn't see anything. You couldn't just look and see, oh, I don't have any blanks, I have all of them, that must be the premium model.
Because you should be able to look and see, because I remember shopping for the Tiguans, I would look and be like, okay, this one has heated seats, awesome. But they could have all the buttons there, and then it's like, oh, you gotta pay for heated seats.
And the thing that makes you think is, does that mean, so say you get the base model, but they just, I get it, they don't want to develop six different center HVAC controls, they just want one, so I get that that's what they want to do. But does that mean they also don't want to make two different versions of seat, and I actually have heated seats but I can't use them, or is it just that piece and they really aren't equipped to do it? That would be, that's gonna be the big, I think, core of this story. And
well, people
will
dig into that quickly, because if it's the hardware that they're including and not allowing access to, it's easy to figure out.
Right.
What I think is kind of cool about that, in one way, where the manufacturers will make like a, they'll basically say you get like not the highest trim level, so it doesn't have all the features, but you have all the buttons available.
Yep.
I know for some of the older cars, there's companies that make buttons that you can put in there for different features.
Yes.
So like I saw one for, I think it was for like the, I don't know, 2010 or later Golf R, if that's the year, I forget. And one of them, and it shows like the little emblem, looks like an OEM emblem, and it's an exhaust. Mm. So you put that in there for like your exhaust valves or exhaust cutout or something
that's
like that.
Super cool.
So there's some different cool stuff.
Yeah,
obviously, there's the ejecto cedo cuz one you could do.
Like, I did it in mine though, because I put a CarPlay head unit in, and then put a USB. It looked like a factory option, but it was a little USB flip top thing. So I could plug a USB in at the base of my console, and it would go into the back. So it looked like a whole factory sealed unit. It's a very clean install on that. But
that's awesome.
But yeah, so there goes. Gone are those days, and here are the days of like sorry, you don't have that feature. So it'd be cool, but yeah, whatever. See, I think Tesla kind of got people ready for that. I think there are different Tesla features that you can purchase apps within it and stuff like that. So,
well, even just the fact that you can like get an update on your car and now you have more range. Mm-hmm. Like that's a pretty common Tesla thing. So
It's
crazy.
All
have free updates and whatever, but I'm sure eventually some of that stuff will be paid.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, so that was my, so there we go. There's the full gamut of
full
emotions for this one.
That was a lot, but no, that was fun.
Yeah, but anyway,
going through it all.
Thank you guys for joining us. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Mom, for making it through this episode, supporting us like crazy.
Do you think she's watching all the way at this point?
I don't know. maybe we caught her attention now.
It was
black. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
she's like, well, hey, you're talking to me again. But
well,
anyway,
Happy Mother's Day. Yep, happy Mother's Day to Jessica as well.
Yep.
And all the other moms out there watching.
Yep. Thanks.
Peace.